For the Lord says that if you will begin to worship me privately, at home, or in private settings, you'll reap the benefit. You'll reap the benefit of this glory, says the Spirit of grace. For you in and of yourself cannot reason how that the scars of the past and how even old things of the flesh that have stayed could ever be healed. And even physical infirmities that have been for years, there is a direct connection between your faith and the faith that I provide to you by my Son through worship, says the Spirit of grace. For those who have known this and have forgotten, I come to you as a loving father, not chastening as in a harshness, but rather in bringing forth a remembrance or an awareness. Remember that I come, that I am exalted, and that I come in the praises and the worship of my people, says the Spirit of grace. For the Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. I am pleased that truth is being taught here on a continual basis by so many. But I desire that the truth and the spirit are one, and that you stand in the truth and allow my spirit to exalt you in my presence to places that the truth that you know will become heart truth and not head truth, saith the Spirit of grace. For it is my anointing that breaks the yoke. Many people that know my word are harsh and are unloving. But you cannot spend time in my presence that I will not melt your heart. And even your worst enemies, those that have hurt you the worst, you will find an hour will come that you will weep in my presence and ask me to heal their lives as I desire to heal yours. There is no weapon against love. There is no diabolical scheme of Satan that will ever defeat, that will ever trump the power of my love in your heart through the Holy Spirit. The greatest that you will ever have, the greatest triumph of your life will be, is to allow my love to circumvent your heart and fill you with the same love that he had and the same love that he taught that you should have one for another. All miracles, all gifts, and even doctrine is founded upon my love, saith the Spirit of grace. I am many things, and I have many attributes, but I prize myself as love above all things. For out of love are all things are perfect and perfected, saith the Spirit of grace.